with Alex running the way he is, Doug, I mean, how tough does that make it for other teams to prepare for you guys? Is that just like another added dimension?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an awareness by the defense. You know, I think they go in each week when they sit down and start game planning on Monday. They got to go, okay, who's at quarterback? Is he an athletic guy? Is he more of a pocket guy? Doesn't really scramble around. I mean, there's all types of those quarterbacks in the National Football League. And you take a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, who you are not just going to take him down, but he's a pocket-type guy. And he makes plays just kind of hanging and guys falling off of him, where our guy can make plays, you know, with his legs. So I think it's a way you approach your plan during the week, and you have to be aware of who's back there playing quarterback.
I know you guys – and coaches in general sometimes scoff at the Tom West Coast offense, but in general, like your offense, Seattle, Green Bay, you guys do some of the same concepts and stuff. So my point is, all three of you guys have mobile quarterbacks. How important is it to have a guy that can move and has good footwork in this offense, maybe compared to some other stuff, other offense?
Yeah, I just think that it helps you, you know, in your run pass options at the line of scrimmage. Having a mobile type quarterback, And as durable as Alex is, I mean, it allows us to do those run-pass options at the line of scrimmage and allows him to run. And I think it just, you know, for us, it's opened up. It allows us to spread the field a little bit and create some natural running lanes. And at the same time, if we're not going to beat it with the run, he'll beat it with the throw. So we just try to take advantage and try to, you know, try to scheme those things up, you know, each and every week.
Think that the flexibility that's given him has made him a better quarterback, that he is allowed to do more things now?
And the do more is not necessarily, you know, with the football. It's more using his mind, because he's a sharp guy, and getting in and out of plays, giving him a couple, two or three options, and allowing his brain to really, you know, focus in on what's happening on each play and putting us in the proper, you know, proper play where, you know, defenses nowadays are what you like to say, they're junk ball type pitchers. They're going to throw everything at you, you know, fastball, curveball, slider, change. They're going to hit you with everything. And to be able to take advantage of that, you have to have a sharp quarterback. And that's what Alex is. And that's what he provides us and allows us to do more that way with him using his brain and then his talent.
Would you say in general that this group of guys that get it, so to speak, with this offense, they understand exactly what they need to do and what other people need to do better maybe than some of the other groups you guys have had here?
Yeah, and again, a lot of these guys are in third year with us now, and he's one of those guys. And you know, the more repetition you get over time and you put more of that on tape where you can watch yourself and critique yourself and learn from that, good and bad, just makes you a better football team, and then it collectively makes you a better on offense. And I think that's what's happening now, is the guys, that continuity is there, and we're kind of, you know, we still need to get better, but things are beginning to click offensively throughout the game.
Andy mentioned yesterday that the play calling tendencies haven't really had to change without Jamal Charles in the offense. You guys have been able to stay basically the same when it comes to doing those things. How helpful is that?
It's very helpful, because you don't have to, you know, you don't have to change your whole offense for the one guy, for Jamal or for, you know, Sharkhandrick and Spencer. But, you know, it's tough losing a guy like Jamal, obviously, but at the same time to have that pleasant surprise of two guys filling in and kind of taking that load has allowed us to maintain the same structure offensively and do the same things and just do it over and over and over and get better at it every week.
Travis Kelce has been a process for him. He's made some mistakes. It's maybe been a little bit of a strain on him this year, first time.
Well, and it's really, if you remember, it's kind of his first full year to play. And to take that load on as the primary tight end, you know, last year you had Fasano, and he was kind of the guy at times, but wasn't necessarily the primary tight end, so he was getting more breaks. Now he's the primary guy, so he's out on the field a lot, and he's learned to come in and study and work hard during practice and develop his craft that way. So when he gets in the ball game, he eliminates some of those mental mistakes and he's really learned to, and he's grasped that role of kind of being the guy, you know, at the tight end position. And and the success that he's had. But at the same time, you hear it from Coach Reed all the time, you know, let their personality show. And he's one of those guys, you want his personality to show because that's when he's the best.
Is it just a matter for a guy like him of doing the little things well? I know it's a cliche, but it seems like he's got enormous talent.
I think that's an accurate statement for everybody. I just don't think it's for him. I think it's for everybody. You do the little things well, it takes care of the big things. And if you focus on your step on this particular play or your route on this particular play and just do your job on that play and do those little fundamental, you know, techniques that we teach them, and you do it over and over and over, that's where the success is coming, and that's when it starts to show up.
Doug, what improvement in anticipation have you seen from Alex and the receivers where it seems like they're reading the coverage?
You know, it's just coming with time. It's coming with time and repetition and just, you know, the quarterback and receivers talking during the week and practicing certain things during the week and pulling them up. You know, when the defense is working, the offense is together, and we're throwing some of these things, and we're getting on the same page with quarterback and receiver, and that's what you're seeing now, is those guys kind of understanding what Alex is seeing and how the quarterback would like you to run that route. And so you're starting to see that a little bit coming together. Yeah, Chris has done an outstanding job. You know, he's a guy that, sharp guy, hard worker, studier, and had great talent and ability. And now we're starting to kind of plug him in certain roles and give him a handful of plays here and there. And he's a guy that you got to have on the field. You know, and he's got big play capability, and you're starting to see that, you know, out of him. And we've got to continue to find ways to not only work him into the game, but yet, you know, get him the football.